bless you, God bless you, God bless you, God bless you, 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 and yes, even you. Welcome, welcome, one and all. Welcome to the Midweek Power Nugget. Welcome to another day that the Lord has blessed you. Welcome to another day of new mercies. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We thank and praise God for another day, another moment. We thank God for another opportunity to be able to have sight, to have ears. We thank God for another opportunity to have the ability of our limbs. We thank God for another heartbeat. We thank God for the ability to have the cognitive skills this morning. There's so much to thank God for, and we will not let another moment go by without giving him what he is due. Pray with me. Gracious God and our Lord God, we honor you today. God, we give you praise. We give you all that you are due. In spite of our shortcomings, in spite of how we would like things to be, you are a good God, and we give your name reverence, and we give you praise. God, we thank you for this day, a day that was not promised to us, but a day that you had written in your book. And so thou, God, because you set forth our life to continue at this moment. We don't know about later on today, but we know about this moment. So we're going to give you praise and thanks for this moment. We thank you, God, for keeping us last night. Through last night's slumber, God, through you kept us so that we could see another dawning. We thank you, God, that no senseless tragedies overtook us in our house last night. We thank you, God, that we didn't get any phone calls of any of our loved ones being impacted last night. And that's simply, God, because of your grace, your mercy towards us. Now, Father, as we start to prepare to go into your word on this morning, God, speak to us on today. God, we pray, oh God, as always, that your word will be a lamp to our feet, will be a light to our path. So, God, now, as your word speaks to us, God, we're praying that we hear you. We're praying that we hear you in such a way, God, that we will not be able to deny that you are truly speaking to us, that we will not be able to deny, God, that you have an assignment for us this morning in your word. God, open up our ears, open up our hearts to receive what you have for us. God, bless these people who have assembled on this morning to hear a word from you. We give you praise. We give you reverence. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen and amen. Again, we bless the Lord for you on this morning. Now let's see what God has to say. We're traveling to the Old Testament, the book of Exodus, going to the 18th chapter. We're going to start at the 17th verse, Matter of fact, we're going to go a little earlier, a little ahead of that. Let's start at the 13th verse, 13th. So Exodus 18, starting at verse 13, I'm going to read a little long so that we can get the entirety of what God is saying to us on this morning. Starting at verse 13, it reads as follows from the New American Standard Bible. It came about the next day that Moses sat to judge the people, and the people stood about Moses from the morning until the evening. Now when Moses' father-in-law, his name is Jethro, saw that all that he was doing for the people, he said, "What is this thing that you are doing for the people? Why do you alone sit as judge, and all the people stand about you from morning until evening?" Moses said to his father-in-law, "Because the people come to me to inquire of God. When they have a dispute, it comes to me, and I judge between a man and his neighbor, and make known the statutes of God and his laws." Moses' father-in-law said to him, "The thing that you are doing is not good. You will surely wear out both yourselves and these people who are with you, for the task is too heavy for you. You cannot do it alone. Now listen to me. I will give you counsel, and God be with you. You be the people's representative before God, and you bring the disputes to God, and then teach them the statutes and laws, and make known to them the way in which they are to walk and the work they are to do. Furthermore, you shall select out of all the people able men who fear God, men of truth, those who hate dishonest gain, and you shall place these over them as leaders of thousands, of hundreds, of fifties, and of tens. Let them judge the people at all times, and let it be that every major dispute they will bring to you, but every minor dispute they themselves will judge. So it will be easier for you, and they will bear the burden with you. If you do this thing, and God so commands you, then you will be able to endure, and all these people also will go to their place in peace. So Moses listened to his father-in-law and did all that he said. Moses chose able men out of all Israel and made them heads over all the people, leaders of thousands, of hundreds, of fifties, and of tens. They judged the people at all times, the difficult disputes they would bring to Moses, but every minor dispute they themselves would judge. And then Moses bade his father-in-law farewell, and he went his way into his own land. All right, that's the end. I read up until verse 27. So again, that was Exodus 18, verses 13 through 27. The word of the Lord is blessed. This morning, question for you. Can God trust you? Now, when I talk about trust, I'm not talking about any kind of trust, but I'm talking about the kind of trust that makes you wonder, can God count on me when it matters? We often talk about how much we trust God, but now we're going to flip that around this morning. Can God trust us with his work? Can he trust us to support the people he's placed in leadership, the ones that are carrying the weight of kingdom work? You all, in this passage this morning, we see that Moses, that leader, yes, the same one that brought the children of Israel out of slavery in Egypt, he's getting worn down by trying to do everything himself. His father-in-law dropped some wisdom on him. You know, it's wisdom that wasn't just pertinent and applicable back then, but it hits home even today. Jethro suggests that Moses find a team, a group of capable and trustworthy, it says in the Word of God, men, but we know that's the transcription. It means capable and trustworthy people out of mankind to help Moses carry the load. Then that way, Moses can focus on only he can do, and the people can be cared for by others who are ready, willing, and trustworthy. So we're about to run through some characteristics that God called for in this passage. And as I run through them, I want us to ask ourselves this morning, can God trust me to step up and serve? And what qualities do I need to be someone that God or my leaders, wherever the leaders may be, can count on? First thing, are you available? Are you ready to say yes? You got to be available. Jethro told Moses to find men who are able. That ability doesn't always mean the skill set in your hand. Sometimes it's just being willing to step up. We might not feel we have all the answers or have the perfect resume, but God isn't looking for the most impressive. He's looking for those who are willing to say, here I am, Lord, send me. Here I am, Lord, use me. Listen, think about this. If you are too busy, if your hands are always full with the stuff that you have planned, the stuff that's important to you, how can God trust you to help where you need it? Because sometimes serving means putting aside your plans, our preferences, and stepping into the gap to support others in the assignment, the calling that God has on them. True availability means showing up ready, even if it's uncomfortable, or even if it's inconvenient. But not only being available, do you have integrity? Are you living right? Because Jethro advised Moses to choose men who fear God, men of truth, those who hate dishonest gain. Well, why is that? Because if you're going to be trusted with the work of God, you've got to walk in integrity. I didn't say perfection. I said integrity. It's about being consistent in doing what's right, especially when no one else is watching you. Imagine this. God is calling you to help. But if your actions, if your words, if your motives, if your heart is questionable, then it hinders the work. When we live with integrity, God and everybody else can trust us to act in ways that honor Him. You all, we represent the kingdom, so we need to live like we represent the kingdom. Our actions should say, I am committed to truth, committed to honesty, committed to transparency, not just in public, but even at home in our own private lives. Being available, living in integrity. What about reliability? Can you be counted on? Moses needed people he could count on day in and day out. It wasn't just a one-time thing. It was a steady commitment. You know, we're talking about people who show up consistently, who don't need to be reminded of their duties or pushed to do what they committed to do. You all, reliability is a precious thing. And sometimes it's a difficult thing to find, especially in ministry. Are you a person that follows through? When you say, I'll pray for you, do you actually pray right then? When you commit to a role, do you show up prepared and ready? In the kingdom, God wants reliable servants, people who keep their word, people who are faithful with what they've been given. It's not just about seeking recognition. It's not about getting pats on the back. It's about being a steady, trustworthy presence in the kingdom, in the work of the kingdom. And then finally, humility. Do you recognize your place? Humility is key, y'all. Those that helped Moses, they weren't there to take his place. They weren't there to gain power or notoriety. They were there to support. They understood their position. They understood their role. And they respected Moses' position as God's chosen leader. You all, sometimes God calls us to support roles rather than being in areas of spotlight. And that should be okay with us. There is an honor in serving wherever God places us. We don't always need to be the center of attention. We don't always need to be acknowledged. We serve because it's God's work and because it brings God glory. So I'm going to leave you again with this question. Can God trust you? Can he trust you to step up, to serve with integrity, to be reliable, to be available, to stay humble? Moses needed people that embodied these qualities. And guess what? Leaders in ministry need the same. If you're ready to be available, if you're living with the right heart, if you're reliable, and if you're humble, then you're the kind of person that God can trust. He's not just asking for your time. He is entrusting you with a piece of his kingdom work. Can God trust you? Let's pray. Gracious Father and God, we thank you today. We love you today, God, and we thank you for this word. God, help us to search ourselves today, God, to see if we are truly in a position where we can do your bidding. We can do what it is that you are calling for us to do. God, help us to search ourselves. Help us be willing to put our own agenda aside, God, to carry out your kingdom work. Help us as we go about our day-to-day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless each and every one of you. Have an amazingly God-blessed day. In Jesus' name.